Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. We're on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The call-in number is 515-602-9657. You can reach us at, also, you can actually participate and subscribe to us by going to our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. The chat room is open. Lines are open. You can participate and everything else. We've been on for over 30 years on the radio, and we have listeners for over 330 countries worldwide, millions and millions of people. And we tend to break the news. We usually at the forefront of breaking news and talk about different things, but one of the things we love to do is help others. It doesn't matter what it is, how it is, we like to help others, and we like to get and promote things, and there may be radio shows, TV shows, movies, documentaries, charities. It doesn't matter. We tend to help others, and every once in a while we get a little spiritual in there, because it goes in hand in helping others. And we're going to start that by doing a little prayer we haven't done in a while, but we're going to do that. And we're going to do that because it's about helping others. And it's a, dear God, I recognize my need for your grace and your bringing forgiveness in my life. I am deeply sorry for ignoring or rejecting you. Today, I chose to follow you by faith. Help me understand how my wrongdoings, shortcomings have separated me from you. Please come into my life, my thoughts, and my heart. Thank you for taking away the penalty of eternal separation from you for all my errors, faults, and sins. When you paid the price for my salvation on the cross of crucifixion, may I rise again to new life by your forgiveness and grace, by the same power that caused Jesus to rise again from the dead. I now receive your forgiveness by faith, by inviting you to save me from eternal separation from you. Thank you for gracing me. I receive your gift of salvation now in Jesus' name. Amen. That comes from I For Grace You by Dr. David Anderson. He's also the author of Gracism. It's about learning how to forgive people, how to do things, and to try and improve your spirit and your inner beings. And by doing that, by going out and doing the different things, we can actually help others also from their sins and build them up. A lot of things we do, and one of the things I've done over the year and about 3 months now, is working with many different organizations as part of a full-time job. And doing that, I've been helping others helping me, and we've been changing things around. And that's a really good thing. And we're trying to help others. And that's by doing that, we're actually helping ourselves too. And that's a really good thing. Now, I have a whole list of stuff here that I like to promote. But first, I want to talk about helping others. We have a friend whose birthday is coming up. And she is a friend despite some idiots around. She is still a friend in some ways and will never turn her back on because she is a recovering addict. Because she is also special needs, and we don't turn our backs on that. We help people with special needs, whether it's Special Olympics or the Save the Children or Halt International, Feeding America, all these different organizations that we work with over the years, and we're all part of and being part of Habitat for Humanity, HEP International. There are many other organizations out there we're part of. So like I mentioned, Feeding America. Anyway, her birthday is coming up on the 26th of August. She's going to be 44 years old. She's been in and out of trouble for a majority of her life, and now she's a single mom, not the choice of her own initially. It was put on her because of certain circumstances, especially orchestrated by the person she thinks is a friend when she's not, and others. In fact, that kid, her son, is going to be nine months old, and it's going to be a year old in November. But anyway, she's doing a birthday charity drive, and something is very important because just like Feeding America, this organization, No Kid Hungry, is very important. They do exactly the same thing as Feeding America, and they are helping kids in this country and No Kid Hungry and around the world, helping them to make sure they have a place to eat, as like almost like there's another organization, I can't think of the name of it right now, but there's a lot of things going on that we need to help. But I'm asking everybody to go to this young lady's, because her friends are not going to donate, so they never did. Was it for me and my friends, she would never have a donation in the years, the 12, 13 years that I know, because they're not really friends of hers, so they won't donate. Unless we force the issue, and they probably won't anyway. So everybody that's listening to our voice here, this is that's millions and millions of people. I want you to go to this young lady's Facebook page. Her name is Jennifer Breitkopf. Go to her Facebook page. Go to her charity drive for her birthday. It's called No Kid Hungry. That's No Kid Hungry. And donate. It doesn't matter if it's a dollar, $20, $50, $100, whatever it is. Let's see how much money we could raise. And we're going to continue promoting it until it ends on the August 26th. And we're going to see what we could do and try and get some money for her to at least show that people do care about her and her charity and the kids. that's part of that's another reason why we did for grace. I forgrace you, because it's a way of understanding how to forgive people and to help others. And that's a good thing. So I'm urging everyone to do that. That's number one. Number two is that we've been promoting Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom is now taking about $160 million. It shows, it's a true story about an agent, a federal government agent, that actually was out there rescuing kids and was stopped by the government, in this case the Obama administration at the time, because they're in with the child, the illegal, the human trafficking stuff. And so they told him to stop, but he formed his own group and rescued 121 children. It's exposed that. So I urge everyone that has to see Sound of Freedom, go to the movie, go to the theater and watch the movie Sound of Freedom. Now, before that, there's another thing called Contraland. Contraland is on, it's on YouTube. You can actually go on YouTube, type in YouTube, go to Contraland and watch the documentary. This is from 2020. And it exposes the industry of human trafficking and children trafficking, specifically ages from 10 to 30 years old. And they talk about Epstein, and of course Epstein ties into Obama and the Clintons and Epstein Island and the Democrats and stuff like that. So go into that and human trafficking again. And of course the left don't want to deal with it. Obama don't want to deal with it. Biden don't want to do it. But we, the truth is out there, Scarlet Knight and others, we're doing it and we're fighting for it. Now, Kevin Sorbo is making another movie called Miracle of East Texas. It's about grifters in East Texas back in the early 1900s and oil wells and how they con the people and then they go and come and find God and remorse and to try and give back. And it's a good movie. It's coming out shortly. And in fact, it used to be Club 45, now it's Club 47 in West Palm Beach is doing a showing, I think on the 13th of August. So take a look at that. Go to Club 47 online and get tickets and go see it. And Kevin Sorbo will be talking to also at that point. And we're going to try and get him on our radio show. So he's the one that did Systematic Deception, by the way. So that's a big thing there. And, of course, try that in a small town. It's still number one, and it's flying through high, and we're going to continue to do that. And in fact, try in a small town, so I'll be playing in every Trump rally and those other places around that goes with the fighting for the Constitution and freedoms. Now, let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great. How are you?
All right. What do you think of the promotions?
I think it's all right on top of it. I'm very happy about it. You know? Yes, yeah. Go donate to No Hungry Kid. Or No Kid Hungry.
No Kid Hungry.
Yeah. Show children, okay? Because there are babies out there that are starving and the money goes to a good cause. Okay?
Another organization does that we work closely with is Christian Appalachian Project. It's another one. There's 12 different states in the Appalachians that has no food coming in during the summer because they don't have the school freebies from the schools, and so they're backwards in that country, basically in our country, in a poor area to begin
with.
So
we need money to make sure that they get fed.
So that's a big thing.
Even if you give a dollar. Well, every dollar adds up to a nice the volume. You know? You can afford a dollar.
Now, talking about helping us, Elon Musk came out today and said that if you've been fired because of your social media postings, He will spend money. He will defend you. He will actually pay for your defense.
That's against freedom of speech. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. In other words, if you get fired because of somebody posting something you don't like and they get you fired, he will pay for your legal action against the company that fired
you. And
you
will win.
Under the First Amendment.
First Amendment freedom of speech will win.
This goes to what they're doing to Trump also.
Right.
If you cannot see, First Amendment protects political speech. It's just not protecting the speech you like, but it protects the speech that you hate, more important. It's protective speech. And what's happening is right now, Biden and the communists, and that's all they are, they're no longer, and Trump's right, they bypassed socialism then straight to communism, because that's what, we're now
they're
a third world nation.
They're control feet. Everything's mine. You do what I say. The rest is go scratch. I don't think so. Nobody will stifle me. Nobody. I will express it the way I want to express it, with respect, with honor and glory to my country. And if you don't like it, but I will express it. Okay? I have my constitution, which guarantees, and it guarantees my right to freedom of speech, to express myself. And nobody's
going
to stifle, shut me down. Nobody.
The exact quote, by the way, you go to X, no longer Twitter, it's called X, and it's Elon Musk at X. If you were unfairly treated by your employer due to posting or liking something on this platform, we will fund your legal bill, no limits. Please let us know. So if you put something down in what was Twitter, now it's X, and the boss don't like it and they mistreat you or fire you, you could Elon Musk will sue on your behalf and protect
you. Yeah, and you know what? The boss will think twice before they do crap on you. That is very awesome of him.
Trump is fighting back, and he should. He posted, his comment was, deranged Jack Smith and our highly partisan, corrupt Department of Injustice could have brought this Biden opponent case years ago, but chose to wait and bring it right in the middle of my election campaign. No way. I hope you are watching, America. Our country is being destroyed. Make America great again. He is 100% right. Now, they're supposed to allow, if there's amendments or type of motions, and under the rules in D.C. and in the federal court, you have a 14-day window to file motions for various things, from change of venue, change of judge, to stop another motion. This judge violated that, which is violates jurisprudence, and say you got to report tomorrow, Monday, to answer a question about trying to silence Trump with his comments. So this judge already violated the law. Her job is over. One way or the other, she was not going to be around too much longer. The American people fed up. The media's all over it, and we are all over it. This judge needs to recuse herself. So she needs to be fired immediately. She's not a judge. She's a partisan hack. There is no way
I told you they weren't going to remove her.
Yeah, well, the law states otherwise, so they're going to take her out. They're going to pull her by her hair and pull her off the bench probably tomorrow. There's a lot of stuff coming down behind the scenes. There is no way I can get a fair trial. Maybe she realized that when she's facing a jail term. Does she really want to go down? Does she really want to go to prison for the rest of her life, lose her kids and everything
robot.
Else?
She's a robot, and she's told what to do, and she does it.
Well, then when she has no kids and she's in prison for the rest of her life, waiting to get hung for treason, then maybe she'll think twice. There is no way I could get a fair trial with the judge.
Sometimes things like that happen.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you something. You better be careful of the can of worms that you can open up. It can't come back and bite you in the butt. And that's one of the things that the so-called Democrats,
the
blue dogs, worried about.
And appointed as a judge, she owes them.
Well, yeah, well,
so
that was, well,
owned.
Yeah.
Owned.
Anyway, there is no way to get a fair trial with the judge assigned to the ridiculous freedom of speech fair election case.
She's going to refuse him. She's not going to recluse herself, and Trump is going to be indicted and found guilty.
The Supreme Court will automatically take up the case. They said to the receiver, and she'll fire her, and they'll kill the case. They already said they're going to do that tomorrow, so that'll be one way or the other. This is going to end tomorrow.
Aren't they on hiatus?
Yeah, well, there's always emergency hearings on the Supreme Court.
Well, who's bringing it to the court?
A Trump lawyer, and they already said that they'll take it in. What's his name? They'll take it in.
They can
Clarence
go directly
Thomas.
From that court to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Don't they have to go through the court?
They'll file an emergency hearing. And Clarence Thomas said he'll take it in.
He'll take it?
All you need is him to stop it.
Yeah, but you need five.
You don't need any vote. No, all you need is him to set the injunction to stop it.
Okay,
all you need is
so
one.
If they do that, what happens? So say
that
Clarence does that, right? And he sets a date for a hearing.
They set a date for a hearing in the Supreme Court, and then they could go to next June.
Does that
June.
Mean that judge in D.C. has to show up there?
Yeah, it means that she's going to be terminated. Once it gets above her, she's going to get terminated. It's not because she already violated jurisprudence. Her job's over.
How did she violate jurisprudence?
I just told you the law. Under the law, you have 14 days to file motions. She made it to one, which is illegal. That's violation of jurisprudence.
She's not allowed to change the law.
Well, she tried, and she's going to be fired for it and arrested probably.
Treason.
Yep. You're going to arrest her for treason and then have a tribunal and take her out.
What did they tell
That's
her
I said.
After she did that? What did they tell her?
All right, we're going to appeal it up to the Supreme Court, and we're going to get you fired, and you're probably going to end up being arrested.
You're done. And what was her response?
Nothing. She didn't say a damn thing.
Shit in her pants, did she?
Probably.
Good.
So that's
send her soap. Hold it. Send her some soap with a rope. What?
No, that's it.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Our listening audience didn't hear you correctly. Can you repeat that?
Send her soap with a rope. You know why you have soap with a rope? Because if the soap drops out of your hand and falls on the floor, you don't want to bend over.
No.
Because a cucumber might find its way. You don't get it?
I got it.
All right. So who didn't get it?
I don't know. I just said, well, it's so good. I asked you to repeat it.
So you made me describe it? Oh,
yes. So we're basically working on, so that's what was going on. Meanwhile, Trump was in Alabama on Friday,
yep.
And he
Montgomery, just Alabama. He was in Montgomery, Alabama.
And he broke record. And he broke records.
Those people were so into him. He gave a grandstand speech. It was awesome.
Yeah, and
okay.
Yeah. He broke attendance records and he broke fundraising records.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The whole state endorsed
yeah.
him. And the whole state endorsed
yeah.
him. Everyone. Then yesterday he was in Columbia, South Carolina, and he broke records, attendance records there, and financial records there for the Republican Party in South Carolina.
What'd you think about Lindsey Graham?
Actually, he did pretty good. And Trump admitted that you know, sometimes we have disagreements.
You don't think
Trump,
it was a stuck-up speech?
Yeah, but you know what? He said a lot of good things too, and a lot of bad things. So what he's the one that got.
He's into the war.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he disagrees. That's what Trump disagrees with him on. But as far as helping out with the judges, he's the one that got Kavanaugh in, and he's the one that helped push. He's the help push the other three judges in there. So that was a good thing. You know, Roe v. Wade's gone.
Fine.
And,
Fine.
Freedom of religion is there.
You think he's a rhino?
I think he's a warmonger. I don't know if he's a rhino, but he's a warmonger. You're right about that. I'm against him when it goes to Ukraine. I understand why he's saying it.
Do you know why there's a war in Ukraine? Because Biden wants to cover
Biden.
Up his charisma.
Up his, right.
Charisma bullshit. It's all a cover up, and people are dying, and things are getting hurt, all because of this moron sniffer kid in the White House. And Agenda 21. This guy is into genocide. As long as I survive, I sit on my throne. Everything is special, you know? And that's terrible. What's happening this week in Congress? What are the Looney Tunes doing?
They're home now. Congress doesn't come back to D.C. until the day after Labor Day.
Are you shitting my pants?
No, there are homes.
We're sitting a month with this dog.
But there are committees out there. But
there's with his hoe. And we're going to deal with gas is almost at $4.
I know,
they couldn't give up their time off for this country.
Some of the committees are working together in D.C. right now that didn't go on vacation and did not go back home and working on the Biden investigation and
they
setting it up.
They need to be impeached. They need to be in D.C. They need to be working. They are slobs. I don't want to hear it. It's the country. It's their needs and wants and desires. The country. The people. The people that voted for them to go do a job, they are slime.
Well, what they're doing now is now getting all the evidence to get in part of the impeachment inquiry. So when they come back in September, the day after Veterans Day, the impeachment inquiry starts and
Labor
the trial
Day.
Starts.
Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day. Yeah, Labor Day.
You got the wrong holiday. Veterans
okay,
Day
well,
how in November.
Okay, well, Labor Day.
Labor Day. Okay?
Yeah.
Goofy. You don't think that... Do they have the evidence to impeach?
They have the evidence now to impeach.
Okay.
And they want to get more. They're getting more.
Are the rhinos and the goofies in the GOP going to do their job or they're going... Cause they're just a bunch of stunks when it came to
Yeah, they're
going to
do the job.
So are they going to vote for it, yes or no?
Yeah, they're going to vote for Byron Daniels was on with Marjorie Taylor Greene was on the shows this morning promoting the impeachment and getting everything set up. And
what are they doing to Kamala?
She's got to go, too. But they're going to go, and so is Garland, because they need to get rid of Garland, too.
They need to get rid of Kamala first. She needs to go. She needs to go.
Yep.
They don't fire her. They don't do anything with her. It's a joke. It's a joke. That's because Obama wants her to be president and bring Michelle Obama up as vice president.
Ain't going to happen. There are too many things going down right now, including indictments on Michelle Obama and Obama. One of the things that happened is that there's enough evidence to indict Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and others, including now we got tagged in because of the CCP, CCP and the Gavin Newsom and the chemical labs that's in California with Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Money kickbacks from that. Nancy Pelosi. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And Swalwell and all the others in California.
So what do you think the left is going to do to change the subject?
I don't know. Are
they going to derail or are they going to blow up a oil rig? What are they going to do?
I think, Trump says one more indictment and that got the elections all sold up. And that's because he knows there's going to be another indictment probably within the next week or two in Atlanta. And again, a call that we know is a legitimate phone call.
What was wrong with the phone call?
Nothing. He asked to go. He says, he asked them to find... to go look to check the election results, see if there's any votes that's not been counted, which is true, and that's fine.
So
there's nothing wrong with that. Stacey Abrams
did
the same thing.
Nothing. What did he do wrong?
Nothing. I'm telling you now, if they want to find Trump guilty of the election interference or anything like that, you might as well arrest half the Democratic Party because Hillary Clinton did it.
Standard.
Yeah.
I'm a criminal. I get away with it, and you're good, so you get fucked.
Lucky about that. There was a bodega out in California, Stockton, that got robbed and kept getting robbed. So this time they had a setup where he grabbed the guy. That was doing the stand, you saw it, and they cornered him and took him down. Now, they didn't arrest the guy. They didn't arrest the criminal for stealing and for, instead they're going to trying to charge the owners for defending himself. This is where the Democrats / communists support criminals only. All right?
They're moving. They're slugs. That's why they're going. Put them on a cargo ship and blow them off into the middle of the ocean.
Wave them down. So that's a big thing there. So that's one of the things that's going on. By the way, DeSantis held a rally, I think it was in Iowa, and he had like 20 people. And in other areas, he's dropping his biggest donors, that his $20 million donor pulled out, and there's a bunch of others. He's losing money. He needs to drop out and try and save his political career, which I doubt. The minute he said that there's no election interference in 2020 and that Trump lost fairly, that was the end of his campaign, and now it's the end of his political career. Mike Pence on the same thing. Mike Pence said that he'll gladly testify and said, okay, great. Trump's lawyer said, I'm glad to get you on the stand to reason that he doesn't want to testify anymore. But he's lying to his teeth, and he doesn't want to go down for perjury. Hello. Anyway, Let me play something because I think we lost something here. Now let's play I Am America.
That's right. I am America. I am one of the patriots. I am Sons of Liberty. Give me liberty or give me death. I will fight for this country. I stand up for it, and I want everybody to start waking up to the garbage that's going on. If Trump goes down, and he will, but if he does, they're coming after all of us. I'll tell you something. It's going to be a fight to the death because there's no way I'm going to be yesing those piece of ducks for nothing. Okay? It's going to be Red Dawn. It's on. I'm telling you.
And a little history on that. That song was written during 2011-2012 campaign season. It was part of the Tea Party movement, basically, and it was written for various people, and it was a campaign song used by Herman Cain when he was running, and I was using it, too, because when I was running for Congress, we used to vote in campaign together when it was down here in Broward County, and I took it from there on, and we actually used it for our radio show for a period of time, but... We, the people, are America. It's like MAGA. It's the same thing. MAGA, make America great again. There's nothing wrong of being great. It's about uplifting, empowering people, individuals. It's like giving a helping hand, not a hand up, not a hand out. It's like pulling people up on the pull straps, teach them how to value some morals, and that they themselves could do things to succeed in life. It is inspirational. It is inspiring in a lot of different ways. It gets your blood flowing, to do to fulfill the passage of dreams. Dream, baby, dream. That's what you need to do. When Trump ran last time, back in 2015, 2016, he says America needs to go back and start dreaming again. That same type of passion and dreams that we had to go to the moon in the decade that JFK was asking us to do. That type of passion and dreams of having the fear that FDR did during World War II, that Winston Churchill did when Great Britain was going to, they don't know if they're going to survive or not against Hitler and two forces then. It's the same idea that, you know, if you go see the movie Oppenheimer about dreaming and what their passions were. The American people have ability to dream and to fill those dreams when they don't have their hands tied. Communism kills. Communism, socialism kills billions of people worldwide over centuries.
I don't believe their hands are tied. I believe that they're lazy and want the hand out and just don't care.
That's part of communism. They're tying the hands. So making a change to slavery. See, what you are you going
to
be the slave? Are you
going to
have to change the government?
They like being fed silver spoons. Because they can't do it on their own because they can't create it.
That's
if
not
they
dreaming.
Could, they would. You know? They would.
Because why would they want to dream and follow the dreams when the government could give them 20,
they
30,
don't.
40, 50?
They're yes, people. They're robots. That's how they were engineered in the head. Okay? Get them at 5 years old.
Yeah, that's the.
When
that's
they went
what
to school,
I would say, yeah.
They destroyed their little minds. And the parents, and it's generations of this. It's not like it just really happened. We have generations from great-grandparents to grandparents to parents to their children. So four generations of
we lost the great one. The greatest generation gave it to the next generation, the 60s, and from the World War II's greatest generation. Around that time, and then the 60s killed it.
They didn't like the
war.
They didn't like the Vietnam War. So they didn't, you know. So they changed.
Like Khrushchev said, that we don't have to.
The children came from the 50s parents, and then you had the 60s children. Okay, you understand? They grew up in the late 50s and came to the 60s. And they heard, they didn't want to go to war and rock and roll and doing drugs and peace and love and Woodstock. And they lost their way.
Yeah.
Music wasn't
but anyway.
Meant for them to screw their lives. It was to uplift them.
Yeah.
To rejoice. Okay? And somehow they lost their way. I don't know how that's possible, especially because of Kennedy. Kennedy was there. We were getting out of the Vietnam War. The Democrats escalated that war. And our generation, did not want to go to war. Okay? It was a stupid war. They didn't want to die. They lost body parts. We lost lives. We wasted money. We didn't win that war, okay? I don't see where it was. It was a waste of time. And we hurt. People were hurt on both sides, okay? Children were born that weren't wanted. And soldiers were having babies with Vietnamese women. And those children were what's that word I'm looking for where you're not wanted? Ostracized? Hello?
Not on here.
Okay. Ostracized?
Yeah.
Okay. So the whole situation was screwed up. Okay? So it changed the country. And seeing it on the news, and the news, the fake media, had a major in changing people. You
right.
know what I mean? Okay.
But right now,
they're still doing the same bullshit.
Yeah, we could actually, but the thing is that there's a lot of other areas coming around, and people are starting to wake up a lot. And you can see by not only the crowds, but the reactions and stuff. And now it's not just affect me anymore. They don't have total control. The minute they, Elon Musk took out Twitter, now X, and made that ended a lot of hate. For them and started to come. And then you got Newsmax, which now they know.
We have Mark Zuckerberg.
He's tied up with legal matters right now. He's out of the picture. He's being sued for billions. He's got legal troubles coming down the line. He's been indicted. He's more worried about wrestling Elon Musk and Webley, I think. They already did the tale of tapes. So they're working on that to try and get away from the political end. He can't use the money like he did last time.
Is Tucker Carlson releasing his interview?
Yeah, he did. He released all the interviews that he's getting. He released the interview with the former head of the Capitol Police. They said there were like 18 different FBI agents, undercover agents there that they saw, plus other agencies there. He said the whole thing was a setup from the beginning. Yeah, he knows who they are, and he's willing to testify in court on that. And we got stuff. The same thing. The Tucker Carlson also is the one that did the interview with Archer, and we got the letter from Joe Biden back in 2011.
Ashley Babbitt. Did one of those agents shoot Ashley Babbitt?
Yeah, they're going to charge that agent with murder, and they're going to charge the Democrats with accessory after the fact that covered it up.
Okay.
It's all coming down in the next few weeks and months. So there's a lot of stuff coming down there. But Tucker Carlson used Twitter to set this stuff up, and now he's talking to other people, and we're getting different things going on. Tucker Carlson's the one that exposed Pence as an asshole. He says he might care more about Ukraine than this country. That was the end of his campaign. You know, so there's a lot of stuff in there.
He said the election wasn't stolen. That piece
That's
of shit is the
thing.
One that started the ball rolling.
Stole it. Yeah,
he didn't do his job.
Right. And the lawyer, Trump's lawyer, one of Trump's lawyers, said that we're going to get him on and say, explain to him what the Constitution said for him on that day and go from there. So that's all being said. And that's when Pence said that he's not going to testify after he got cornered.
He will be served a subpoena, and if he doesn't come to testify, he will go to jail because he will be in contempt of court.
Yeah,
they'll put out a bench warrant for his ass.
Trump's attorney John Lauro is the one doing
it. Hostile witness, and he will be whipped. He will be just whipped. I'm telling you, you don't want to fuck with Donnie. He's got the best attorneys. They're going to rip him apart. I love it.
Oh.
Start serving the subpoenas on every election and get every, from local to regional to national, at wall brought so we can look at it and make it all public. But shit, let the public know. Did the judge deny him free public TV?
No.
She said it was okay.
It doesn't say anything.
Don't worry, she'll say no.
Anyway, we're down to 10 minutes.
Anyway, this is Scarlett Butler. Wishing everybody to have an awesome week. I'll be back on Wednesday. We'll see how events unfold. It just gets more interesting every day. So I still believe that Congress should be working, but hey, you know what? I remember. I won't forget.
No, they're working, but they're working. They're not. Let me tell you something. They are working. So, a lot of them are not taking their time off. They're working and getting the evidence and complying it. So when they file the motions come the day after Labor Day, that's when they'll be off and running and have them out
okay.
of office by the weekend.
So I went. Okay.
So that's what they're doing.
This is Charlotte.
Charlotte
Butler. Wishing everybody God a great night. God bless America. God bless everyone. I'll be back on Wednesday, 8 p.m. And everyone, have a great night. Bye.
On Wednesday's show, we're going to go over the Trump rally in the New Hampshire at Massachusetts, I think it is. But anyway, it's going to go. We got a rally for Trump at a high school. I think it's New Hampshire. That they're doing it this time, right? Because we're now moving into all kinds of different areas. So it's going to be interesting. But, again, the court's all screwy, so we're going to continue with that. So we're going to work on that. It's going to be Windham, New Hampshire on Tuesday at 2:30. It's in a high school area. So, but they're selling tickets. So you have to go to event.donaldjtrump.com and sign up and get up to two tickets if you want to go to see him in New Hampshire. And that's a big thing there. Again, go see the Sound of Freedom. Let's continue that. Exposes the children of human trafficking of children. Watch Contraland. That's Contraland. On YouTube, or that's Contraland on YouTube. Wait and sign up to go see Kevin Sorbo and the Miracle of East Texas and West Palm Beach. And you go in that. Don't forget to go to Facebook to Jennifer Barkhouse page on Facebook. Go over to where she's doing her fundraiser for No Kid Hungry and donate. Let's beat the goal. Let's get some donations for her and to get food for these children. They need to get food. These people they're in poverty level kids. The kids are destitute and they need to have food. And let's raise enough funds for that. That's No Kid Hungry. Go to that in honor of Jennifer Breitkopf, and let's see if we can beat her goal. Because if we rely on her friends, she's not going to get anything. So we got to make sure that we give her a good birthday by doing that. Her birthday's the 26th of August. You can wish her a happy birthday, too. And then don't forget, again, Trump Rally Tuesday in Windham. That's in New Hampshire. And if you have problems with Twitter or now X, and your boss terminates you or causes you a problem, let Elon Musk know, and he will give you money he'll pay for your legal defense. I want to thank everybody. Stand up to fight for America, people. We need to do that. We need to fight for our country and our Constitution. It's being shredded. We have a judicial system that is being weaponized by the communist named Biden, who's actually the real criminal here. This is the guy that took bribes, extortion, play for pay, influence peddling. He is the brand. His name. They paid him millions of dollars for the brand Hunter and Joe Biden. All he has to do is pick up the phone, and say hello. And they'll give whatever they want to do. And then, of course, they wanted him to find a way to get rid of the prosecuting attorney in Ukraine because he was giving Burisma some trouble. And lo and behold, he did by saying that there was supposed to be $1 billion worth of money going to Ukraine for whatever source. But Biden says, I'm not giving it to you. Get rid of the prosecutor. And lo and behold, 6 hours later, the prosecutor was fired, terminated, and they got the billion. That's play for pay. It's influence peddling. It's also highly illegal. And this is where the crime is, not Trump. Trump didn't do anything wrong. he Trump says he's questioning the election. We all have the ability to do that, and we could continue down that road because we are a free nation, and we see something wrong, we're going to question it and expose it, and that's what makes this country great. We don't go for some operation leaders in prison camp because their opposition to what you're saying. That's only their world nations and communist nations do that. So continue to fight, stand up for Trump, unite behind Trump, unite, because if they get rid of Trump, they're going to get rid of us. That's the line. If you can't, if they're not coming, they're coming for us. Listen, the Trump is just in the way. And if he's standing up prime and tall because he's fighting for us. And if they get rid of him, there's nothing standing between him and us at that point. And they'll come over and we'll become a communist nation and be slave to the government. Your constitution, your freedoms will be gone. That's why it's so important to make sure that Trump wins. And we got to get rid of Biden at all costs. And it's important. So to stand up and fight. We are Americans. We are to fighting. We've got to fight for our dreams, our passions, our goals. We've got to fight for the flag. Millions of people in this country didn't die for our freedom, for our flag and our constitution, just to be handed to a communist. Let's stand up and do our battle, our chance to do it and win this. God bless you all. We'll see you on Wednesday at 8 p.m. and have a blessed evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men. There ain't no doubt I love you.